It's not fair. The exams were abandoned, but the results are in, and the students aren't happy. There has been much hand-wringing and U-turning, dismay and protest. It was always going to be difficult working out a fair system for grading our school leavers this year, but pretty much everyone thinks that it could have been handled so much better. Students feel that their grades have been arbitrarily lowered at the whim of an algorithm. Schools which have not performed as well in previous years feel that this year's more able cohort may have been penalised. Students who might have pulled out all the stops at the last minute feel that they have not had the chance to show what they're really capable of. And so the cry goes out, "It's not fair!" "It's not fair" is a complaint that every parent will be familiar with. Why was my brother allowed to go out when I wasn't? Why was my sister given more pocket money than me at the same age? Why is my friend allowed to have a mobile phone and I'm not? It's not fair! "It's not fair" was a sentiment felt keenly by the 10 older sons of Jacob. As we were reminded in last week's reading from Genesis, Joseph was the favoured son, the golden boy who could do no wrong, the apple of Jacob's eye. Joseph was honoured with a fancy coat and given only light duties while they had to go out all day and look after the sheep. And we were reminded of the outcome of such unfair treatment. The jealousy felt by Joseph's brothers had dreadful consequences. At first they threw him in a pit, intending to leave him there to die. Then they relented slightly, deciding instead to sell him into slavery, and pretended to Jacob that he'd been savaged by a wild animal. And in doing so they broke their father's heart. It's not been fair for this year's school leavers. Life often isn't fair for children growing up. Things definitely weren't fair for Joseph's brothers. We can see and understand this easily. But then in our gospel reading, we find Jesus saying, "It's not fair." And it's rather puzzling. A Canaanite woman is begging him to heal her daughter of a demon. And Jesus' reaction is somewhat strange, considering we generally see him happily healing anyone who asks for it. First he ignores her. Then he says that he's only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel. When she kneels before him, he seems to insult her, calling her a dog. And he says, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." We're left asking, why exactly isn't it fair to heal the woman's daughter? Earlier in chapter 15, the religious authorities have been criticising Jesus' disciples for not performing the ritual hand washing before they eat. They are implying that if you don't wash your hands in a certain way, you are unclean. Jesus has rebuked them, accusing them of passing off human practices as religious doctrine. What's the point of washing your hands if your heart is full of evil intent? Jesus knows that his mission is primarily to the people of Israel. He hopes to bring them and their leaders back to a right relationship with God. He continually offers them the chance of healing and renewal. He isn't ready to give up on them and offer God's grace to others instead. They are God's special people. It isn't fair to give to others what God declares is theirs. But fair or not fair, they aren't responding. And the Canaanite woman points this out. "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She is open to Jesus, receptive to any scrap of God's healing grace that is left over or discarded. She will welcome with open arms what the religious authorities of Israel have rejected. Jesus sees this, and so her daughter is healed. It wasn't fair to sell Joseph into slavery and break Jacob's heart. Understandable, maybe. Fair, no. He must have felt rejected, unwanted, and abandoned. But God was with him in Egypt, and he thrived. He found favour with Pharaoh, and his foresight and administrative skills helped Egypt to prepare, during the years of plenty, for the years of famine. Food was stored to be fairly shared, not only among the people of Egypt, but also with the refugees from neighbouring countries. And then, when Joseph's brothers came in search of food, he was able to show them God's abundant grace, calling the whole family to move to some of Egypt's best land, where they too would thrive. Life often isn't fair, and this year's school leavers are feeling it most keenly at the moment. We all suffer from unfairness from time to time. And yet, even when life is treating us unfairly, God continues to be with us. Let us pray that God is close to all the students who feel let down. And let us strive to be instruments of God's justice, love, and grace in this imperfect, unfair world.